The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
When you've got your color schemes worked out, it's time to get in the supplies. You definitely need good, sturdy drop cloths to protect the floors, protect the furniture that you leave in the room, and plenty of wide painter's tape. An invaluable tool is a painter's 5-in-1. You can use that to open cans, scrape away peeling bits, pull out nails, clean rollers, just a bunch of stuff. And, of course, you need paint. But you also need a pack of rollers, roller handle, paint trays, and brushes of various sizes. Rollers do the bulk of the work, cover a lot of the area in a short space of time, but you do need those brushes for edges and corners and the more delicate work. Now it's time to prep the room. Anything you can take out of the room, get it out of the room. You don't actually have to pull huge objects like sofas out of the room. You just move them to the center and create kind of a furniture island that you can move around easily, and then you cover that and the floor with the drop cloths. Make sure your walls are clean and dry. No more spider webs in the corners. And put out painter's tape to protect edges wherever you want the paint to stop, where the wall meets the baseboards, the ceiling, or the door frames. This is a step you cannot afford to miss out on. You may think you have the steadiest hands in the world, but where a nice, clean edge looks great, you can really see it if someone tries to cut corners, and trust me, it just doesn't look good. Now, when you're ready to paint, read the instructions on the can, see how long it's going to take for this paint that you're using to dry. Load the roller with plenty of paint from the paint tray. Remember, you want a good covering, not so much that it's like gravy running down the walls. If you're painting over a darker color, you may want to put on a coat of primer first. Just remember, let it dry properly first. Otherwise, you're going to get goo. People are going to tell you to apply paint in any number of ways, from only rolling vertically to W shapes and 3-foot squares. Yeah, but the truth is, paint however you feel comfortable. When you hit a point, you can't cover it with a roller like corners or edges. Then you move to the brushes. Just make sure every inch is evenly coated. Now, when that first coat dries, probably won't look that great. Don't panic. This is why you do at least 2 coats. Once the top coat is finished, it's safe to take off the painter's tape. In fact, it's a good idea to do that before it dries, as it's going to keep those edges that you so carefully protected nice and clean. And then you can go around with a critical eye. Yeah, touch up any area you think needs it. And once that tape is down, you're going to be amazed at how good that room looks. It has got to be the quickest and cheapest renovation you can possibly do, and you can actually do it now. Just be sure to remember where you put the paint can lid.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.